In our fourth episode on craft brewing in Hawaii, we'll visit a home brewer and beer lab where fermentation experiments are taking them down a pretty tasty road.
Am I allowed to say that he's always been kind of geeky? So
standing in her handily repurposed carport, Katie Gallo admits there are benefits to this hobby of home brewing.
Now it's much more of an art form. We're really trying to make the best beer possible.
This is Vince Gallo. He's brewing with co-conspirator Cindy Goldstein. Yesterday, Gallo spent $80 on supplies he'll use for 5.5 gallons of beer. He says even craft beer pubs are limited by cost and supplies.
Home brewing, we really don't have too many limits, so we can make some very interesting beers.
Today, Gallo's making a take on Pliny the Elder, a highly rated IPA from Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa.
I've never been able to try it. It's one of the most highly rated IPAs out there. So I decided, well, I'll just brew one up. And then Cindy said, let's make a rye out of it. So I still won't have tried the beer, but we'll try something else.
So yes, it's a lot of plumbing.
Yeah, that's half the plumbing. So right now we're just pumping water from
first,
the kettle.
You boil water in the kettle to drive off the chlorine. Barley is the primary ingredient. It's sprouted, then roasted, dried, and crushed to become malt. Steeped in hot water, the malt provides sugars, and the whole mixture is reboiled before hops are added. As the mixture cools, yeast is added that will turn the sugars into alcohol.
And at that point, you want to start doing everything as aseptically as possible to have nothing else grow in there but the yeast that you're introducing.
Once we add yeast, it becomes beer.
The effects of yeast can be amazing.
We like to experiment a lot with yeast.
Nicholas Wong is a co-founder of Beer Lab on University. Brewmaster Kevin Teruya says yeast can determine style, and he shows me how a single wort or barley-based mixture can taste beer-like or positively fruity, depending on the yeast.
So a lot of breweries have their own house strain that they use, but what Nick was saying, we like to experiment so many different yeasts. We don't really have a house yeast, per se.
Then there's a whole other different range of what they call sour beers.
Yeah. Sour beers are often entry beers for wine lovers.
Experimenting with fermentation is really where we started to go. By us starting to experiment with different yeasts and different strains and different fermentations, it just really led us down this path of doing, you know, sake, kombucha, you know, all of these crazy things that we're playing with.
Back in the Kaneohe carport.
You know, is this what always happens, Cindy, that as the brewing
gets... The neighbors start coming around. And we all hang out.
Cindy points out, while brewing, she and Vince do not imbibe until the cooling phases. Well, now launchers are coming out. Chris is cutting a cigar. It's going to be a nice afternoon. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.